Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is he going to be able to main? Like, he looked good here to end the season, but he played very few games. Is he going to be able to flip the switch like he always does, but haven't sat out as much as he has? Because I'm telling you right now, in terms of injury, this is as much as he's dealt with his entire career. So as long as he can keep it together, they stay healthy. That's the Lakers' health. Apply that to AD, too. Man, those dudes can make a push. Oh, absolutely make a push. And,
yeah,
and Phoenix is in trouble.
That's why, like, look.
Here's your reward, Phoenix, as the two seed. You get to play the defending champs in the first round.
No, right? It is.
Crazy.
It is.
That ends up like that.
Look, it's that kind of a year, right? Like, it was a 72-game season. LeBron and AD were injured for the majority of the year. Like, they clearly were not putting the pedal to the metal at the end of the season. It's a once-in-a-year iteration.
So much money on Lakers in that series.
That's why it's, you know, a seven seed has never won an NBA championship, that should be said, but this is not a normal seven seed. This is an abnormal seven seed. This is an out-of-body experience.
Because if he needed 46 to hold off the Grizzlies, how many is Steph going to have to score to beat LeBron and AD?
I mean, 60. I mean, it just is. Or, you know, Wiggins is going to have 30.
That's just not happening.
Yeah. And that's why, like, you know.
I mean, look how many shots it took him to get to 46.
Jessica Mitzel, we had on the show, she said, you know, would you rather see the Lakers or the Warriors? It's not even close.
36 shots to get 46.
Yeah, because, like, as much as I love Steph and as much as I enjoy, you know, that greatness, like, he can miss, you know? He missed quite a bit, actually, against the Grizzlies.
I will tell you this. The game plan on him early was perfect.
It was.
Because I would tell you, you want to play him tight out there. What you want, Brad, a lower percentage shot and play for Steph Curry is him dribbling into traffic.
You said it.
Because he had 7 turnovers.
You said it.
Hell, Jaren Jackson was ripping him, as my son pointed out that next day. Hey, Dad, don't give up on Jaren. He's out there ripping Steph like a piece of paper. I said, what? I said, man, you sound like John. That was pretty poetic, brother. But the point is, you want Steph dribbling all that. You know why?
Because
he had 7 turnovers, John. Well, I wanted to lift you back up. Yeah.
He's got a new show
because
coming to 92.9,
by the way. About RJ, okay?
Who is that?
CJ.
CJ
is getting another. He's getting a time slot.
I wanted to lift John back up because he's down about our doubt, some of our doubt in RJ. So
yeah,
I wanted to lift him back up quickly.
That should have been put to rest.
Back to Steph.
Yeah.
He had 7 turnovers. That dribbling into traffic and layup stuff, I'm telling you, is lower percentage for him than the three-pointers are. So it is the way you want to play him. Send him into that traffic. Lakers are going to do that, and there's no way. There is no way. No way. I'd put the house on it. Golden State beats the Lakers. And I mean the real house, not 260 like that fool in Portland.
You put the house on that Golden State beats the Lakers.
I would. No, that the Lakers beat Golden State.
I just said that around.
Well, you know, with my confidence level, what I meant. I'm looking at you dead in the eyes.
I'm like, whoa. Like, well, don't do that, Jason. Don't.
I just made the case for L.A.
Obviously,
I misspoke.
Yeah, they're going to destroy Golden State.
Yeah.
That's what I think. They're going to destroy Golden State.
And it's not a think. It's a fact.
Like, it used to be really fun. Like, it used to be fun when LeBron and Steph met up. Like, I was actually one of those.
22 times in the playoffs, I think I heard this morning, for those two.
22 times?
Yeah.
Oh, they've made the playoffs.
No, that they've met.
Oh, in terms of games, 22 games. Yeah,
yes.
Because of those finals.
Yes.
I used to love that. I didn't get sick of that. I know a lot of people did with the Cavs and the Warriors. I never got sick of those finals because you had the two best.
I mean, it was drama-filled. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, think about that game one in 2016 when J.R. Smith craps the bed.
Oh,
that would have been a different series if he doesn't do that. You know, if he doesn't realize that, you know, the game is tied, mm-hmm. right? It is a different series, I believe, if they're able to get that first game.
And maybe the other part of me is I don't want no parts of LeBron, you know, having to go there for the Grizzlies.
No, right? No, because he's going to.
That would be back against the wall, LeBron.
Man, stop.
Like, that would get ugly.
Yes, it would.
And listen, did you agree
Anthony
with
Davis.
The point I made with Jessica that we all made? John, the Grizzlies didn't play well. 46 points it had to take from Steph Curry.
That's right.
You had the lead in the fourth.
That's right.
As poorly as you played. We picked them apart. Bench didn't give you anything. Outscored 24-14. Like, you can beat Golden State.
You can.
And you do it by continuing to feed JV all day long. Ja got to be better, obviously, and go rebound against a team that was, you know, one of the eight worst rebounding teams in the league this year. Handle your business. Jaren, get your tail inside there and dominate. You know, there'll be a couple trailer threes for you a little bit later on. But look, don't take advantage of your 7 feet. You can beat Golden State is my point. You don't even have to play your best ball. You had a chance and you played terribly. So I'll take them again and base it on what they've learned, hopefully,
yeah,
that first time around, and Steph having to go for, you know, to be monstrous again to beat you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would bet on him not having 46 again.
I'm probably being a fool, though, for looking past, you know.
That's another point,
mildly
too.
Looking past the Spurs right there,
yeah,
thinking about what a second game against Golden State would look like.
You have no guarantees.
No, you got zero. Man, DeRozan could hit him up tomorrow.
He could. I mean,
nobody talking about him. Rudy Gay could hurt you tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
It
could come from anybody on that team, and that's just Pop, man. That's Pop, and that, you know, that team, and they had a crazy win against the Bucks there toward the end of the season. Same thing as the Grizzlies. Like, huh? How they and more so with them, because they were coming apart even more so than the Grizzlies were. So they're capable of anything, and to look past them probably very foolish on
my
part.
Like, I could see
on all of our part.
It could be DeMar DeRozan, it could be DeJounte Murray. You know, like, it could just be a random dude, right? I think the Grizzlies will.
You don't think Rudy gonna try to hurt him?
I don't think Rudy is going. I don't think he's good enough anymore.
Hey, what's up, Rudy?
What's he playing, like 18 minutes a game now? I don't really think he's.
Well, I thought he was more of a like a Thad type guy that's still serviceable and playing.
He is serviceable. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
He averages 11-4.
Man, Thad had his best effective field goal percentage of his career this year. How about that?
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome.
Somebody pick him up.
I'm sure they
pick up a winner.
I'm sure Thad will have a team, you know, to go to.
Well, I need it to be a good team for a change.
Yeah. But there you have it. Grizzlies are 3-point favorites against the Spurs on Wednesday night. I think they win the game. I think they're better than the Spurs. I don't know how much the Spurs care. Greg Popovich, you can never rule out or overlook, but I still think the Grizzlies
just be a
get
sour
their,
ending to this season.
It really would be. Like, it'd be just a very anticlimactic sort of conclusion to the season. Again, I got to sit here and say
still
it's
be good
a failure.
Season.
Yeah. But it would be very anticlimactic.
Oh, come on, absolutely.
All right, we will come back. Kwame Brown is in the news.
Oh, boy.
That is not.
I'm going to try to clean it up for you.
That is not a typo. He is in the news, and my God.
So is Moneybagg Yo, by the way, for good reasons.
Good reasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like number one reasons. That's
good.
All he does.
Good, yeah. So we will get into all that and more. What the hell is going on with Kwame Brown when we come back? Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Memphis' flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at Linderman Sports. SportsMedicine.com.
DoorPro is hiring. DoorPro is one of the largest garage door companies in the Mid-South and is looking for garage door techs to join their team. DoorPro has been a family-owned and operated business since 1992. Applicants must have a clean appearance, valid driver's license, and be drug-free. DoorPro's position is full-time with excellent pay and benefits after 90 days. Experience is not necessary, but a plus. Call DoorPro 901-366-7776 or go to DoorProInc.com.
Gossett Kia on Covington Pike is celebrating Memorial Day all month long, and we can put you in a new Kia for less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $139 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $199 a month. All 36-month leases, only $3,049 due at signing. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Forte, $139 a month lease. Soul, $179 a month lease. K5, $199 a month lease. So hurry to Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5 MG00-5197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 5/31/2021, dealer stock only.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Are you ready to get twisted? Try the new Twisted Texan Cheeseburger and Footlong Coney. The chili, hearty. The cheese, melty. The fried onion rings, crispy and crunchy. And we're putting it all on top of a beef patty or Footlong Coney. It's Twisted, y'all. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people, and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
Gossett Kia on Covington Pike is celebrating Memorial Day all month long, and we can put you in a new Kia for less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $139 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $199 a month. All 36-month leases, only $3,049 to its signing. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Forte, $139 a month lease. Soul, $179 a month lease. K5, $199 a month lease. So hurry to Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5 MG00-5197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 5/31/2021, dealer stock only.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. Little runaway. I was flying.
It's a little drizzly outside, Jason.
I know.
Does that make you sad?
A little bit. Yeah, a little overcast.
Another thing, and I think about it differently now since our man Chris McCauley has come on the show. We are very grateful for him that he's done that.
Appreciate you, Chris.
But every time it rains now, I just think about roofs.
You've had to replace one.
Yeah, I know how it can be. It's actually not as bad as you think. I promise. Because it happened to me a year ago, like Jason said. My ceiling started leaking. It was traumatic at that time. Called Chris. He came out. We stopped it momentarily, at least put a bucket down. He got on the roof. He said, all right, got this, this, and this. I didn't understand any of it, but he knew what he was doing. He got my insurance company, and he got it taken care of. No out-of-pocket cost to me. It was the best experience I could have ever hoped for. He will do the same for you. All you have to do is email him. Not email him. You call him. Whatever. You can get him any way you want. And when he comes out, make sure you let him know that you heard about him on the Jason John Show. We're throwing a free roofing upgrade.
Yep. All you got to do is say you heard it on the J&J Show. That's important because you like free. You want that upgrade. Call them up, 487-7096. Again, don't forget to mention you heard it on J&J. Chris going to take care of you. Still take care of you, even if you hadn't mentioned J&J. Because, the point is, if you got a small problem, he's going to let you know you got a small problem. Not going to try to replace your whole roof. There are roofers out here looking to do that and then move on to the next house. Try to get over on them. Chris McCauley's not doing that. And those five-star reviews he's got over on Facebook, McCauley Roofing and Renovations, They are evidence of that. Also voted Memphis' most popular roofing company. What else do you need to know about Chris McCulley and his business other than he's the best? Call him up, 487-7096. It's McCulley Roofing and Renovations. We riding on into the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
I'm going to be real honest with you. This Kwame Brown, Matt Barnes, Gilbert Arenas, Steven Jackson beef, it is something.
I think you're going to educate a lot of people that have no idea what the hell is going on.
I'll do that, give you some background. Kwame Brown has viciously responded to the three men I just named. You guys know those folks. Arenas was a guest on Steven Jackson, Matt Barnes' show, All the Smoke, okay? And in it, Arenas was basically breaking down their time together in Washington and saying why Kwame Brown, former number one pick, was such a scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's more of the same. We've been tearing up Kwame for a long time, haven't we, John?
Yep.
You were finding some of that stuff you said about Monty Williams. You ever tweeted about Kwame Brown? Judging by you,
no.
You probably have.
No, I doubt it.
You probably tore his ass up back in the day.
I'll look, but I don't think he was relevant enough for me to have tweeted about.
2001, now you were a young man then.
Yeah. There was no Twitter back then, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking it up.
He was a number one pick in 2001, selected by the Wizards, and everybody says that Jordan ruined him. The other part that he was ruined by, according to Gilbert Arenas, were his small, small hands for a seven-footer. And why do we laugh so much when we see big man with small hands?
Well, because it goes against
everything we know, huh?
Like the anatomy. It's just weird, right?
These men are not the first to tear him up publicly.
Oh, not at all.
You know somebody else that did it? Brad, you might be able to find this before we're done with this part of the rundown, but Stephen A. Smith one time just lit into him. He lit into him famously. Or infamously, or whatever it is in this case. Lit into him to lift himself up. Okay?
He did.
I wonder how much of this is it makes you feel better about yourself when you dog out Kwame. Gilbert Arenas or anybody.
It was when the Lakers traded for Pau Gasol, was it not? Was that not it?
Might have been.
You're talking
about when Steven did his rant? Yeah, somewhere in there. I'm not exactly sure what the peg was, but I think you're probably right. You're probably right. I just know he tore him up. So, and my point is, they're not the first. We've all done it. We've all rained down terror on Kwame Brown, the bust that he was.
I think I have it here. Maybe.
Did L.A. give up too much to get a guy who has been labeled soft, although he puts up 19-9, which only 11 other guys do?
Is that a trick question?
You tell me.
They gave up Kwame Brown.
Two first-rounders.
I could care less.
Tied into his salary for 4 years.
First of all, understand something. When you're giving up first-round picks, if you are a quality team in playoff contention, it really doesn't mean that much. That's number one. Number two, and more importantly, Kwame Brown is gone. The City of Angels, Hollywood, you should be celebrating. Throw a parade already, whether you win a championship or not. This man was a bona fide scrub. He can't play. No disrespect whatsoever, but I'm sorry to call, tell everybody the truth. The man cannot play the game of basketball. He has small hands. He can't catch the ball. He's got bad feet. He can't really move, even though he's mobile. Doesn't really know what he's doing. Doesn't have a post move that he puts to memory that he can do two times in a row. He has no game whatsoever. Plays no defense. Doesn't have the heart, the passion, or anything that comes with it. And you're asking me whether they gave up too much? Please, the Los Angeles Lakers knew exactly what they were doing. They should be celebrating right now, and Kobe Bryant should not be saying a word.
His contract comes out of the books.
Now,
that's
not
disrespectful.
Close to nothing we've said about Musa Cissé.
Oh God! No.
Okay,
no.
All right, it's not close to the same thing.
You keep saying we. You need to just rein that in and say that's not close to anything you have said about Musa Cissé. All right,
this is what I said. He got small hands. I probably said bad hands.
I think you said small hands.
And I said, that's a real insult. And I said he shoot 30-some% from the free throw line. Now, is that beating a man up or is that just facts?
Truth-telling.
When we're talking about whether or not you're ready for the league.
Yeah, I mean,
now, is that beating a man up?
Did I call
him a scrub?
I think it was a little more
colorful.
Did
I say he don't work on his moves?
Yeah, I think more colorful.
Did I say you told us he shot 100% from the free throw and three-point line at Lausanne? We get to Memphis and it don't look the same? Did I say that? Because if that's an insult, then maybe I need to be checked.
No, I think there's a lot
facts.
Of truth.
Come on,
there's a lot.
Stop.
No, I think what Stephen A. was doing was gratuitous. No question about it.
No question about it. He was asked about Pau Gasol.
Yes.
Right, and whether the Lakers paid too much. essentially.
There's always a Memphis connection.
But he made it this referendum on Kwame Brown, okay? Here's the deal. Arenas believes that Michael Jordan destroyed Kwame's confidence, which then hurt Brown's development. Arenas said that Kwame's confidence was so shaken that he didn't want to play home games because he was booed by the fans. Brown would play better on the road where he wasn't booed. Arenas described Brown as a show. You tell me if you'd be able to take this kind of punishment without an outburst yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Described Brown as a show pony who looked good, but he didn't produce so well. Arenas believes that Brown could have become an Anthony Davis-type player if his confidence was worth the shot. That's actually a pretty decent compliment, although it's a backhanded one to say that. I guess Matt Barnes laughed, too, okay, because he got drawn into this or patted somebody on the back. But Kwame Brown has responded like the volcano we described him as. And basically called Matt Barnes Becky with the good hair. Yeah, basically, Brad, that's saying he's a white joke, basically. Saying he's white, yeah.
That was the Beyonce Jay-Z thing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He told Steven Jackson, to put down his blunt and act like a grown-ass man instead of a little boy. He also said Steven Jackson pays for his women.
Bro. Mm.
Nobody is safe. It's like what Cole Anthony said.
He said, wow. Matt Barnes doesn't use his light-skinnedness like Drake does as a strength. Instead, has his women, in this case, were they married, John? I don't know if they were married. Had his woman taken by Derek Fisher. Damn. He said, give Derek Fisher some gas money so he can pick up He can pick up your kids, Matt Barnes, and take care of your kids. Now, you laughing, but this is some straight savagery.
It really is. It's compelling as hell.
The point is, you've been poking and poking and poking.
That's right.
The bull or the bear, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And at some point.
Bro, that's deep.
Oh, man.
Oh, it got real deep. He started talking about race.
He's going to the bone here.
He also said
his grandfather.
He also said that Gil Arenas cost him a lot of money because of the way he passed him the ball, everything else, that it cost him some money, some contracts, all this stuff. Anyway.
Damn.
Kwame Brown's been hurt by this.
That's exactly right.
I think the bigger take in this is that we just think, okay, these dudes are making millions. Call a dude a scrub, whatever. He'd be one of the biggest busts, although clearly we've identified Bennett the bigger bust. That said, we can just hit him with it, right? Stephen A. Smith can talk him bad. We come on talk show. Kwame Brown, one of the worst, one of the worst, one of the worst. We got no idea how much those words are affecting the person we are talking about.
That's very true.
This goes to some, you know, you could pull some bullying stuff out of this if you're applying it to kids.
Now,
right? You're getting ganged up on,
which
right?
He is.
And then they're being that sort of, oh man, you're pushed to respond.
Well,
you're provoked.
Look at his face. Look at his face when he's in that red room, man. Like, he looks like a man who's been pushed.
And
to
I wish
break.
We could play it for you.
We cannot
but we
do
can't
it.
Can't because, unfortunately, the language in it is just, it's obscene. Wow. Not to mention, here's where I part with. Like, I understand sort of the anger inside Kwame. And the being provoked to respond, but what I don't get is what I think is I guess I get it, but you have to draw the line. Is man, when you start going in on kids and family,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there as much as it is a gang up job, and we all do it on Kwame Brown. They were talking about basketball, Kwame Brown, the basketball player, for the most part, right? Maybe question some of his work ethic, but I didn't see anybody, you know, call him a. You know, getting into his personal life, anything like that, in terms of from Matt, from Gilbert Arenas, Steven Jackson. Those men kept it basketball, and that's what they do on that podcast. And you can let it get under your skin if you want to, and I get it getting under your skin, but where you cross the line when you're Kwame, and listen, I went through all of them. I went and found his old rants, the rants all about this, because I was that entertained by this. But when you start talking about Matt Barnes' kids, like, that's when you're crossing the line. Again, I get getting pushed to that, but how many times you apply this to kids everywhere, schools, whatever, are we pushed to a line, right, where maybe you wouldn't normally cross it, but you do because you've been pushed that much.
Yep.
So frankly, I think it's a lesson for all of us in terms of both sides because you can see how this thing broke down. Number one is the piling on. We're going to do that as a society. We just have a tendency to do it. But I think if you think about sort of if you think about your part in it and how maybe that other side's taking it, right? It gets overdone. After a while, you're beating a dead horse.
Yep.
So maybe it's a little bit easier. And Matt Barnes says he didn't say a thing. It was basically just a pat on the back. I'm not sure I believed him on that part. But my point is, from that side, you can see how Kwame Brown probably was. You provoked him to this. And then on the other side, if you're Kwame, number one, it's a podcast with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. How much you care? You know, how much do you get? Is it getting beamed out to the whole world? No.
Right.
You've been paid millions. Seems like he's got a pretty good, decent life, John.
$64 million.
How much does it matter to you? We all face some of that. Okay? But where you got to draw the line, I understand, because Lord knows I've been provoked, John, been provoked and cursed and lost my Christian identity, all of it before. We all fall short.
Mm-hmm.
But where you got to cross the lines when you start talking about another man's kids and his situation with his wife and everything else, because then you're trying to destroy or talk bad about the man himself.
Right.
And as much as they were teaming up on you, they didn't do that to you. So I feel Kwame. I feel the gang up. I feel how he's feeling. I see why the volcano was building up and was bound to erupt.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't roll with it, man, when you bring the kids into it. I can't roll with it. Like, you talking about Steven Jackson smoking blunts, getting high, whatever else. Hell, Matt Barnes smoked the blunt in the video.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. That's whatever. It's personal, but, hey, they're promoting that anyway. But when you start talking about that man's kids, it crosses the line. I get why you're so angry, but, man, it's there's a line that you cannot cross as a man if you are Kwame Brown. Shows you how hurt he was, though, how hurt he's been by all this.
Yeah, I mean, well, first and foremost, it's incredibly compelling and entertaining stuff. Like, it's just hilarious.
Well, because we ain't spoken of Kwame, and so I ain't even seen him.
Yeah, like, where has this guy been?
And he's on there talking like Silky Johnson.
What has
he
been doing for the last 20 years, man?
This
guy just appears out of thin air.
As soon as he started talking, it's in, because, like, we hadn't heard this much from Kwame's whole career.
Well, yeah, like, he's actually, I think given the circumstances, he's done a really admirable job of just kind of letting people get their shots off and not reacting, right? Like, because that would be very hard to do.
Apparently, about a year ago, I think he was reacting to Stephen A.
Yeah.
He had to pull him on in.
Yeah. I do think it is a lesson. Kwame Brown clearly feels like he has been tested as a man. He feels like he, by Steven Jackson and Gilbert Arenas and Matt Barnes, he was tested as a man, and he felt compelled to defend himself. Now, yes, bringing kids into it, I would not advise that.
Line
I would
crosses.
Not recommend
it's
that.
That is never okay. That is never okay.
But I do think everybody has a breaking point.
Yeah, but just because you're breaking don't mean that you can go to those lengths.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he didn't curse the kids or anything like that. I mean, he just said, get Derek Fisher some gas money. So
damn, that's kind of saying you ain't taking care of your business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think all the gloves come off, though. When you start talking about this man over and over and over and over again, like, I do think what do you expect somebody to do? I mean, I get it. I ain't mad at Kwame Brown. I mean, it's been 20 years.
I didn't say I was mad at him.
20 years this dude has been – all he did was get picked number one. He didn't tell something. He didn't tell Michael Jordan to pick him number one. If he'd have gone number 29,
plenty of people tell me that they talked about your mama at school.
Of course, all the time.
Your mama jokes.
Yes.
That all is fair.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it applies here to grown ass men. That's kids, y'all.
Yeah,
kids, brother Macklin.
It is. But I would just say, like, it's like the Tubby Smith thing. All Tubby Smith did was get hired. All he did was take the job. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do anything other than be the same guy he was. Now, he wasn't a good fit for the job, and we crushed him appropriately, but it was
he basically told us all we were some damn fools.
He had some fault in the matter, and that's why he got criticized the way he did. But also, it was on the administration, right? It was on that program, that university, for hiring him in the first place. Tubby Smith really was not at fault for being anything other than what he always was, and that was always what he was going to be. Kwame Brown was not a number one pick. He shouldn't have been a number one pick. He was, but he didn't ask to be. You know, if he was the 28th pick in the draft, we would never talk about him. It'd just be another dude. You know, but you don't ever talk about Wade Baldwin. We never talk about Tony Roten. You know, those two dudes sucked. You know, y'all call Tony Roten the grind son. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Y'all got some real issues. All of y'all who participated in that garbage. But it's I do think you have a breaking point as a human being, where I think he is well within his rights to come out. And ether those guys the way he did. I mean, 20 years of this crap, man. He's known more for being a punchline than anything else.
You sound like you can relate to him.
I mean, I don't know if I can relate to him.
I've been beating you up about your basketball career for a long time. You want to get something back at me? You want to get back?
The stakes not nearly as high.
Mm-hmm.
Stakes not nearly as high.
That trash career you had.
Yeah. I ask about me. Ask about me in the pickup game. Man.
I know, the rec league.
Ask about me. You know, I had 23 last night. 23 last night.
Last night?
Yes.
You're still playing?
Still playing.
With
better than ever.
You still wearing tights?
No.
You stopped that, thank God.
No, do not wear the tights anymore.
Thank God.
You successfully guilted me out of
that. Still, like you that serious? Can you imagine being that serious about it?
I'm in my prime right now, brother. 30 years old. I've never played better in my life.
And yet you hate on J. Cole at, what, 37, 38 for following his dream.
Yeah, he stinks, and he's taking somebody's roster spot.
Listen, why are you talking about him?
Yeah,
he might put your family in the line.
That's fine. It's fine. Yeah, it's good. I'll respond, and I'll just post his.
And you'll
box
talk about his kids.
I'll just post his stat sheet from the Rwanda Patriots. That'll be my response.
Here's my box score. Here's my final take on this. I need that Kwame Brown podcast or Netflix special. Okay, I want more of him.
We do need more of Kwame Brown
because he's a better ish talker than he was a basketball player. I want some more. And again, yes, I said there's a line with the kids, but I was watching. I was watching. Took me back to my school days.
Dude, you could not watch.
It really
watch.
Did. He was eviscerating those folks.
You could not watch. And don't you
and,
think,
and
too?
And here's my thing. Steven Jackson ain't quite the one you want to test, I don't feel like.
Maybe Kwame Brown's Steven, not the one
well,
you want to test.
Well, that's what he told Steven Jackson. But
how's
Steven
that?
Jackson from, like, Port Arthur, them folks don't play, man. They don't play. Like, I believe Steven Jackson has lived it. Even Kwame said, dude, has gangbanged. Like, dude, Steven Jackson don't play, okay? Kwame said that. And you want to test? I just know you're asking for some. I don't think Steven fakes it. Okay? Matt Barnes might be the guy you want to test.
Right.
I don't think you physically want to mess with, because I don't think Steven Jackson is done with the fight until somebody is dead, Brad. Dead.
I don't think somebody has to die. I don't think this is Tupac Biggie.
Damn near. Did you see what he did in the Madison Palace?
Yes, but I don't think
he was trying to end folks. He had bad intentions, bro.
Don't you think also, though, there is supposed to be this unspoken sort of...
Steven don't play, man. Didn't he, like, punk out... He punked out Franchise, I think, at one point. Steve Francis at, like, this part, like, put his hand around him. Like, he was going to kill him.
Yeah. Well, to be clear, I wouldn't mess with Steven Jackson.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You might be testing
in
to call
any way, shape, or form.
Like, he didn't get on Steven Jackson's family or kids.
Hell
you know,
no.
He did that with Matt Barnes.
No.
Okay. Steven, he said, you smoke blunts. Well, yeah, we know.
Yeah,
okay?
We got that.
And he said, you pay for women. Okay.
Now that's.
Remember
again,
when he went to.
Again, that's it. It's only so offensive. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's not as deep.
Steven probably not going to come looking for you like he might.
Right.
But maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just my. But Steven Jackson, the one you don't want to try.
No.
Gilbert Arenas, whatever. You know, maybe he's going to click the guns or whatever like he did in the locker room.
Right.
But is he really about that life? Steven Jackson, about that life.
Yes. Remember when he went at Chandler Parsons? I mean, he just destroyed Chandler Parsons.
Yes, because didn't Chandler say something and sort of invite that in?
I don't think so.
I think you just want to be
Jackson
quiet.
Steven
Jackson's a real one. Yeah. Let's
more real than you've ever seen.
It was when David Fizdale got fired.
And I love the podcast, too, by the way.
It was when he got fired. David Fizdale got fired, and Steven Jackson said, shout out to Coach Fizdale, you can't want it more than the players you coach. Can't go to war with no soldiers. How you expect him to win with no dogs on his team and PG hurt? Fix fight if you tell me. Fire Chandler Parsons.
Wow.
I mean, that's not really offensive.
No. I mean, it's like the
fraternity. Is that going in on Chandler? We were worse. The dude that went to the restaurant saw Chandler and put him on the video.
That was bad.
That was more brutal and savage than that right there from Steven Jackson.
I mean, I think
what did that man say to? What did that kid say to Chandler in that restaurant?
Say I ruined the Grizz season.
Oh my
that's
lord.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Brutal.
That's tough. That's tough. I just feel like Kwame was hurt because
it's a pileup, man. It's years.
And it's coming from your peers. You know what I'm saying? It's coming.
No, not really.
Because you played in the NBA. You're in that fraternity.
Yeah, but it's kind of, he's a peers with the sorry dudes.
Yeah, but he was still the NBA, though. You're talking about 300-something people. I mean, it's not like there's a long list of, you know, 400, 500 people. It's a small group of, you know, there's supposed to be this mutual understanding that, you know, we don't, and that's what Matt Barnes said. Matt Barnes said, I don't do this. I don't take shots. You know, he's like, if you want to blame somebody, blame Michael Jordan. That's what he said. In his response, Matt Barnes said, I don't blame you. I blame Michael Jordan or something along those lines.
He said, I smoke blunt. Right there in the video.
Yes, he does.
I mean, if you have not seen
it,
hell of a marketing
Matt
tool.
Is usually in legal territory, I believe, in a legal state.
If you have not seen this, just look up Kwame Brown on YouTube. You will find it. It is certainly.
You mother.
I mean, it is compelling stuff. And like,
call that man a show pony.
We, as a member of the Memphis Grizzlies, we are certainly going to attempt to make him a regular on this show, because he is. I mean, he is the guy that needs a. I mean, he's got.
He needs
it.
Let's get him a platform.
Yes, he has some things that he wants to say. So
that man also said Shaq couldn't back him down. Now he a damn fool for that one.
Well, I mean, you know.
Okay, so he
John.
There's a little bit of Dylan Brooks.
Believe in self.
Okay.
Is there any what lies beneath with you like there is with Kwame? And let's just go ahead and put it all out there.
Nah,
that might be all of us. I know I got my breaking points.
Is there some with what lies beneath there?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm happy with where I am in my life. You know, I mean, I'm where I want to be.
My thing was my hair in school, because it was so unkempt until, you know, seventh, eighth grade when I finally got the box fade. But because my hair up to that point was a damn mess.
Yeah.
I used to get toe up from a flow up. Okay. And those folks that did me dirty back then, I still remember them to this day.
Yep.
Still remember it to this day, Brad.
I know it.
And I'd like to think, now on my walk of faith, that I would be willing to forgive those folks.
Mm-hmm.
Not that strong yet.
Understood.
I got to keep walking.
Respect that.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I might see him on 240, John, and keep on going.
That's right.
What about those boys that Otis protected you from?
Oh, yeah. I got something for them, too. Special place in hell for them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was 8-1.
Yeah, that was not cool. Thank God for Otis, you know?
Kwame Brown, man.
No, he's the reason I'm here this day, Brad. The way I'm here.
Large man.
May Brown.
Thank you.
That's what you got to teach your kids, man. Stand up for yourself. You got to stand up. In there, at some point, you have to stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let people just totally take shots at you and not respond.
Can't you disarm by being affable?
I don't know if there's any affability to be had in that situation. It's a pretty venomous deal to begin with.
Well, there's a line, right? You got to be able to take some. You got to have some thick skin.
Well, I think he's had thick enough skin for 20 years. They still talk about him.
The problem is that but let's not act like we're not all guilty in this.
Of course. What,
like Steven Jackson, they're all of us.
No, we're all in the media business,
right? Whether it's the kid at school or whatever it is, or the worst beat writer or the worst show or whatever. We're wired that way, right? To point out scrubs, busts, whatever.
No doubt.
It's sort of a lesson for us all. That's what I'm saying on both sides.
I agree with you.
I probably have more of an issue with that, John, sort of the pile on, than I actually do with Kwame crossing a line because he's been provoked. I do.
Yeah.
But I'm typically the one, it feels like, I more relate to Kwame to where it's how much you let it bug you. Mm-hmm. Can you tune it out? How much do you care what them folks are saying? And at some point, no matter what walk of life you're in, there is that need to develop some sort of skin towards it. It don't matter. You know, it, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter to get you out of whatever you're trying to do, whether that's your Christian identity, whether that's your job and not going over the line at your job, whatever it is, we all have to have some self-control, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want the bottom line of this to be, well, we all got our breaking point, and we'll all go over it because we're base and we're made to do it. But at some point, the self-control has got it. Whatever it is that you believe in makes you do that, you fall back on.
It's got to
click in. It's got to click in, bro.
20 years for Kwame Brown to do this.
Still shouldn't give a damn about what these folks say about him.
I mean,
Matt made $64
million. Yes.
If this gets him, if this gets him a podcast, whatever else, a platform to go do something else, grow, that's a good thing.
I mean, they should put this dude on Inside the NBA. He should be on that TNT panel. That would be amazing.
But if you responded to every single dude that tweets at you, or the dude that says, fire John Martin, rather than embracing that,
I appreciate that
right,
guy.
Or maybe that's a bad example, but my point is anybody can come at you. It happens literally every day. You give that air?
That's right.
Hell, they know they're up under their skin. What do you think is going to happen now on the next All the Smoke? You just gave them all the content them folks needed, and believe you think it's over? Because you eviscerated them? Man, please. Might have Steven Jackson knocking on your door. Now, that's a side thing. You might not be. But best believe they're going to come back after you again. You know, and so how does it end? I ain't saying suck it all up because you're right. Here's the bottom line. You should defend yourself. You can't just let be the butt of stuff and never defend yourself. Otherwise, they're going to keep doing it. But there also becomes a point you let them know you let them folks know they're under your skin. It's going to continue. It's going to continue. All you're doing is firing them up. So, again, you could see both sides of this. There's no right or wrong answer. You can see how both sides sort of the pile on leads to the provoking leads to the crossing my line, maybe not your line, whatever else.
Yeah.
You ain't got to care.
Well, I think it's
– if I had a dollar for every time somebody said what was the dude's name? Who was the dude over at Lausanne?
Moussa Cisse?
No.
Oh, sorry.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Greg
Graber.
Yeah, Greg Graber, yeah.
Said that you guys were clowns, and basically we were for giving us a show, okay? And if I had got caught up in what Greg Graber thinks,
right?
What I look like, might want us to respond to Greg Graber.
Right.
Or give him the time. Maybe I'm like, Maybe I'm like I'm like Moneybag. Yo, I got the time for it with Greg that day. You know what I'm saying? But what would that have done for me?
This is something I didn't know.
I know because some of us are friends with Greg, and others have seen a different side of this dude.
Well, he was not. He was
where he's coming at you or whatever.
You on your Kwame Brown
but,
right
but
now?
But here's my point right here. I could have gone back at Greg Graber.
Sure.
Know plenty about Greg Graber. Okay, got plenty to say about Greg Graber. But what do I look like giving that man the time of day? Listen, what I said. Giving that man, did I disrespect him and call him anything?
Nope.
But we were some clowns for, number one, y'all giving us the show. Number two, you got a couple clowns doing it. I'm supposed to believe, give that any kind of credence or any kind of investment of my time?
Yep.
No.
Now imagine if Greg Graber did that 20 years later.
To my point, now that I've let Greg Graber know, not then, but that I was thinking about a little something about what I saw what he said. Well, would he be more inclined if he's that kind of person to say, oh, here it is again? Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably so. So I keep it going by letting him know.
Well, he was right.
You got to have some self-control. You got to have some kind of thick skin. Every man got his breaking point.
That's
every man
true.
Needs to defend himself. But you can't let every fool out there get up under your skin either. Right?
That's,
it can't be every
good point.
You can't let every man test you.
It's a fine line.
Right?
Yeah,
you can't.
No, you have to be, I think, very...
That's where the self-control comes in.
I think you have to be very judicious about what you choose to respond to in life.
100%,
bro. Like, you cannot
let every bullet
that comes your way, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, like, you can't just respond
that's
to
every
That's
what I said. All walks of life come in some form or fashion.
Yes.
Anyway, good. We grow from these kinds of conversations.
Yeah, no, and look, Greg Graber was far from the only one saying that, by the way.
Oh no, I'm just using him because
I saw it. Yeah. So it's
but that's the point. You get folks like that all the time.
Yeah.
You can let that stuff roll when it doesn't matter. When you let that stuff roll off.
Well,
you.
I know the identity of the guy. Pick your spots. Well, yeah, exactly.
Is what old Jay Smooth's saying here.
Like I know the identity of the guy. It might be a full blown movement at this point. I don't know. Maybe there are multiple guys now. But I know the Fire John Martin guy. I know the identity of him. It's not important for me to put him out there. Or say who he is or whatever.
I'm about to test you if you don't mind.
Sure.
You went out and found out who that was.
I did.
So you cared that much at that time.
At that time, I wanted to know who it was.
So it's thickened up since you've got this. And that's
I never
the point.
Contemplated that, responding.
Ladies and
to
gentlemen,
him,
that's
way.
What we're that is growth.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
But you literally just made the point, oh, I know who he is. Well, at some point you had to go out and find him.
Yes.
You did some studying up.
Yes. I will find you.
Well, at that point, you cared.
I'm like Liam Neeson in Taken. I will find you.
Oh, man, first year, I'm following Walking on the Beat. I'm the worst beat writer ever. And I see it, I see it all the time with, now I've seen guys in that position that I was in get torn up too, early on, whatever, you get settled in a position.
That's right.
But whatever it was, oh, this guy's no Walking, this guy's terrible, this guy, I don't get any insight from. Early on, that actually bothered me.
Yep.
Early on, John, I would go to the message boards and look for that mess.
Yep.
What were they saying about poor little me?
Right.
Don't they know that I'm giving it my best effort and I got to settle in?
Yes.
Man, after a while, just like you, I developed that skin. I didn't give a damn about those folks.
Yep.
In my last 4 or 5 years on the beat, didn't go to the message boards, didn't give a damn, because if I was going to find it out, it wasn't going to be from a message board.
Right.
It was going to be from Josh, whatever else, however I had to play the card, have somebody underneath Josh, like Everest, whatever it was. However, I had to play the game. But I wasn't going to worry about what nobody was saying about
it. No doubt.
And I could have, but what would it have done? Wouldn't have been as effective at my job.
Yep.
And I don't care what anybody said. I got better as the thing went on, locked it up by the time I was done, where nobody's getting anything.
Yep.
And that's the way we got to roll.
Well, and
that's where the growth happens.
And I also am of the mind that if they ain't talking about you, you're not doing your job.
Well, that's if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Yeah, like I subscribe to that. You know what I mean?
I definitely subscribe
I don't know,
to that.
I don't know how that applies to Kwame Brown because he ain't been doing anything since 2013.
Well, I might probably feel like the whole world hates on him because who's saying good about Kwame Brown?
That's right. Like he's
other than his family.
He's a meme. He's a walking meme.
And I get being pushed to that line.
Yeah, right? and that's why, like, today, man, like, I am not I'm not mad at Kwame Brown. I understand exactly where he's coming from because we've all been there in some form or another.
For sure.
You know, maybe not as publicly as this has played out, but man, we've been there, and I really hope that there is some,
I hope they invite him onto the show.
Yeah, just barely
like
have to.
Said,
yeah, that'd be great.
If y'all want all the smoke, invite Kwame on.
He said
y'all just want half the smoke.
Yeah, y'all just want some of it.
Y'all let him come on. And I bet you when you get him on, you'll settle that as men.
And I hope that you invite.
Because that's usually what happens when you get face-to-face or Zoom-to-Zoom or whatever.
Yeah, and I hope that you invite Greg Graber on the show.
And
I hope that y'all can bury that hatchet, and because I know that, like you said, you don't know another side, maybe we can get into that. But
Greg got a job.
But yes. Interesting.
That was one rundown item, the first one.
But it deserved, to me, that time.
Well, I think there was some growth in that conversation.
It deserved, to me, that
time. Something you relate to.
Brad, I got another one.
Next story.
Kwame Brown. I'm just kidding.
We probably dissected that as much as we can.
The Memphis Grizzlies announced, as we got off the air yesterday, they are doubling capacity.
Hey!
Kwame Brown will be in attendance for this game, because now he can. 7,000 fans. 7,000 fans around about is what will be allowed inside the building. You know, look, it's not 18,000, it's not 15,000, but it is a step closer. It is a step closer to, look, I don't know. Like, it's, I mean, it looks sad. You know, 3,500 fans look sad to me. And I know that, I know you're doing, you know, you're being cautious and things like this. It just looks like a Tubby Smith into Josh Pastner Tiger basketball game. That's what it looks like. And I know that's not, there would be far more people there than that if they, you know, were allowed to have or decided to have, whatever. 7,000, I want to believe, will be better. It'll look a little better. It'll still look like, huh, you know, where are all the people? But it's a step in the right direction. Do you think it will make a difference in terms of the atmosphere?
Absolutely, because you just made the case because of what you've had in there previously.
Yep.
And this will feel more like a real crowd, I imagine. It'll feel more like 18,000 than it will the 3,000. Because, again, you get seven in the Forum or something roughly close to that, it's going to make a lot more noise. I realize nothing close to the 18,000, but based on – remember, John, it's not just your experience at FedEx Forum. It's all over the NBA all season long. And it's one of the reasons why I think we've thrown out the home advantage this season, because half the time you're playing in front of no one.
Yep.
And so to have seven will feel Jessica said the same thing. I agree with her completely. It's going to feel, you know, a lot more full, a lot different than what you've been involved in, and probably a lot more like playoffs. Because, again, is it the real playoffs? No. But based on what you've had all year long from arena to arena, it's going to be quite the improvement. So I'm happy about that. I bet you – I've wondered what those tickets look like on the secondary market just because I was in that market a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
how much demand there are for these tickets. I imagine there's a great deal because, look, this could very well be the last one, the last home game of the season.
You can get in the building.
You don't buy yourself
$50.
A playoff spot. I'm up in the bleeds for 50, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that's not bad. I mean, you know, if you really want to see a Grizz game,
Well, really wanted to see what could possibly be the last one at home. Quite frankly, if they don't get that playoff spot, it will be. Yeah, I get it.
Pinnacle is 178.
178 per. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just did Pinnacle basically for like 140-ish.
Okay, you know,
130-ish for that last thing. So it's gone up. It's gone up.
It's a lot, but you know, there are other ones that you can find
maybe
for like 138.
Maybe with those fees, it was more like 120.
There's four tickets for 138 a piece. You know, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, do you have to buy them all? You have to buy them all
four for 138 a piece in the Pinnacle.
Yeah.
Level? That's baseline. Pretty good. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
that's really good, actually.
It's about as good as you're going to do, right? I mean,
yeah,
as good
once
as you're
you
gonna
add
do
fees to that, it's going to still be a nice little penny there. That said, it's essentially playoffs, you know. So
exactly.
So you're getting a deal. We like that it's 7,000, like it even more for the players themselves who have been through, you know, been through hell this season.
No doubt.
Let's face it.
And even going back to the end of last year, they had to go to freaking Disney World.
Well, that was even worse.
To finish the season.
But the Grizzlies, especially with the games that were postponed, the no rest.
Yes.
Right, the second half of the season, what was it, 40 and 60, basically, number of games and days?
Yep. It was a lot.
40 and 65, whatever it was, no more than one day's rest. So they deserve, and basically, like we said, even if they lose to San Antonio, it's still a success of a season.
Yep.
They deserve to be applauded, and it'll be by more come Wednesday.
Well, and I think, too, like what it also suggests, without a shadow of a doubt, is how normal the 2021-2022 sports season is going to be.
Well, Brad mentioned yesterday, saw we're Redbirds because it's open air, no masks.
Yep, Redbirds,
and
no
so
masks.
You just wonder, yeah, how much closer we are to that for indoors.
I mean, it's going to – I mean, Memphis –
the more people that get vaccinated, the better off.
Memphis, you know, football will have no restrictions.
Zero, it's outside.
Memphis,
if Redbirds doesn't have any other than the indoor parts, yeah.
Right.
Why would
– you won't Memphis have football. To wear masks. You won't have to socially distance at Memphis football games. You're just not going to have to do that. Memphis Tiger basketball game starting in November. I'm assuming by then it'll be full capacity. Grizzlies, same situation.
I would just have no problem, if necessary, showing my vaccination.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't.
But why do we look at that as, oh no, that's liberty stuff. You can, that's folks civil. That's their liberties.
We're
not going to touch it here in the Bible Belt. Come on. Don't you have to show your vaccination card when you're putting your kid in school?
Yes.
than the shots that you've had?
Yes.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Because we're grown adults and we don't want to show our shots, or because you're trying to fake the funk?
Well, that could be too. That definitely.
There are people out there who are not vaccinated.
There are.
It's almost like it's a taboo conversation. Oh, that's just not going to happen in the South. Right. I don't get it.
But anyway, 7,000 for the Memphis Grizzlies, and then certainly next year, looking ahead, you're going to have 18,000 strong. I have no doubt about that. All right, we will come back. We're going to be joined by Brian Scalabrine at 125. We may ask him about the Kwame Brown situation and just sort of, as a former NBA player, what he thinks of that. Get his thoughts on the Grizzlies, on the playing games tonight. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
It's that time of year, and as a landscaper, that can only mean one thing. It's my time to hustle. And with Metro by T-Mobile, me and my brothers now have the extra tools we need to get this gig growing. Metro gave us four lines of unlimited high-speed data for just $25 each. Plus, they threw in four free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can keep in touch no matter where we're mowing and keep the social feed updated, so the whole town knows who's taking charge of these yards.
You work hard. That's why Metro makes switching easy. Right now, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price on unlimited. Just $25 a line for four lines. Plus, get four free Samsung Galaxy phones. All on the T-Mobile network.
I'm Robin, and that's how I rule my day with Metro.
Users greater than 35 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds, and Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile. Video streams at 480p, plus device sales tax with eligible port-in and no T-Mobile service in past 180 days. One phone per line, keep four line for promo rate. Additional terms, limited time offer, details at metrobytmobile.com.
Start your engines, Mid-South, and get ready to ride in your new Mitsubishi from Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike. Who doesn't want 41 mpg highway today? We Gossett with 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, 14,647 or 179 a month. And take your pick with dynamic redesign in your 2022 Outlander or 2022 all-new Eclipse Cross, now $309 a month. All powered by a stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, test drive today and you'll receive a free gift card on us. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 500 military rebate, G4 stock number MHF 06296, MSRP 17735, Outlander NZ00 8245, MSRP 27260, Cross NZ00 4494, MSRP 27725, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 531-2021, dealer stock only.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
Craft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at craftaxethrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of streaming services out there, each filled with reality TV, comedy, drama, and of course, superheroes. But there's one dedicated entirely to nonfiction TV and documentary films, and that's CuriosityStream. History, science, nature, we've got it. Space, dinosaurs, big cats, we've got that too. And pretty much anything else you want to explore. Go ahead, add some smart TV to your smart TV with CuriosityStream. Go to CuriosityStream.com to sign up and start streaming today.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, thousands upon thousands have trusted our man Howie with one of the most important decisions of your life. That's finding that engagement ring that's perfect. You get one shot at this if you're lucky. And people usually assume about this process that it's more expensive and difficult than it has to be. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, it is not. It is not more expensive. It is not more difficult. It is easy. You're going to walk in. You're going to be greeted by Howie. He's going to create the custom ring of your dreams from a picture or a drawing or your imagination, whatever. Works like this. You pick a center diamond. You can choose a GIA certified diamond or a man-made diamond. Then you can work with a designer to make your perfect setting. And in as little as a few days, RIJ creates a brand new ring that is unique to her that nobody has ever worn or even tried on before, only at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Not to mention, you get the best guarantee in the dang business. 365-day return policy on that made-to-order engagement ring John just told you about. If you're not into creating your own ring, don't worry, because they've got literally hundreds of rings, of ready-to-wear rings in all different sizes and shapes. Going to find whatever you need, and they've got a ready-to-wear ring for any budget, guys. So it's not just for you upper-class folks, right? Howie's going to make you feel special. Doesn't matter what the size of your wallet, the size of your purse is. And that's the great thing about him. And if you'd like to finance your purchase, they've got all kind of options. The best options, 12 months or deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. He's flexible like that. No credit check options available, too, should you need it. For bigger, brighter diamonds, always check out Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
You mentioned this before we went to break. And by the way, I got people tweeting me about Kwame Brown. Just look up Kwame Brown, Steven Jackson on YouTube. You're going to find it. It's not going to be hard to find. It is absolutely worth watching because it is just – it's freaking Kwame Brown, dude. It's like
– some people are saying – Lisa says he should have gone harder after Stephen A., that what those guys were saying wasn't nearly as bad as the way Stephen A. eviscerated him. I think he has before.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all the Kwame videos, but there's one from a year ago. Looks like he's going in on Stephen A. So anyway,
yes.
He's spat this out before, apparently.
Yes. So if you just get on YouTube – and look up Kwame Brown, you know, Stephen A. Smith, or
he brought up Rachel Nichols too. Says she was in some kind of way. I don't think she got part of the spray.
Yeah,
but folks coming on her show or something.
Yeah, but Kwame Brown is in the news, man. You know, that's like the thing. What a random thing. You know, is Hasheem to beat next? Is he gonna start coming out?
No, but you know who is, and we should be giving him his flowers right now. Is your boy Moneybag Yo?
Oh, big bag, big speaker.
Story about him over the commercial appeal. He's had several albums debut in the top 10 over the last few years, reading from that story. But this past month, with the release of his latest effort, A Gangsta's Pain, Moneybagg exceeded himself. This is Bob Mayer, by the way. By scoring the number one album in the country. A Gangsta's Pain debuted at number one in early May.
Awesome.
But also returned to the top spot this past week, giving Moneybagg a rare double placing at the top of the chart.
That's awesome.
He's 29 years old, guys. And he's taken over. And
yes,
I brought this up. I think it was Charlamagne Tha God that recently said that in terms of rap in this country right now, he said that Memphis is owning it. Memphis has got the best guys out there right now for his money, if I'm not mistaken. And that wasn't too long ago. I believe you looked that up. There are receipts out there on that.
No, Moneybagg did an interview up there like to promote the album, and that's when he said it again.
He said. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he said it several times, but that's the most recent time, yeah.
Because I know you don't like Dolph, but Dolph
not got, a fan of Dolph.
Dolph got hits, though.
His performance at Memphis Madness was absolutely awful.
And you've held that against him to this point.
I'm just not a fan of his rap. I'm just not a fan of what he does. I'm sorry. I don't like his delivery. I'm not a fan of it.
I don't know when we've ever owned it. Maybe we did back in the day, at some point. Like, and then Atlanta came up and everything else. But it's kind of nice. We can't leave out our man NLE Chopper.
NLE Chopper
out of that group as well. He's blowing up.
That's true.
We're just here for that Bartlett game. Oh, was it the Iverson Classic was performing there and playing in it.
No, Moneybagg gives me, like, you know, vintage sort of Memphis rap vibes, man. Like, he sort of has that.
I like how he just talks about the disrespect.
That style. Like, he reminds me just, like, he's not Gotti, but he kind of he comes from that tree to me. Like, he comes from that sort of rap tree to me. Like, that's how he kind of has Yo Gotti sort of style. That's what I like. He's a little lyrical. Like, Moneybagg is more lyrical probably than people give him credit for.
He is lyrical.
Yeah, and he's got a great delivery, man. So that's and the beats are always on point every single time with Moneybagg. Yo, I mean, that's the thing.
I think the-